exactly. And this was all the shit that was going on this whole time. Then there were the memes of the fucking guys in the helicopter being like, yep, we're going to fucking Kiev because Taylor Swift told all the Swifties to vote for fucking Kamala. So now we're being sent to fight and die on Ukrainian soil. And it's like, yeah, and Trump's the one who actually started these fucking wars, running as the peace candidate and the guy who is just like, these wars are dumb and stupid and I will end all of them. And then he wanted a Nobel Peace Prize and he didn't get one, so he started more wars. Because, again, thin-skinned baby. Just so sad. So ridiculous that this is the situation we're in. And we still got people defending this shit. We still got people being like, ah, Donald Trump's the greatest. Trust the plan. Blah, blah, blah. And, man, the fact that we're grinding towards the midterms and then after, like, the early 2027 is going to be so lit. It's going to be so fun for all of us people who hate QAnon, because once Gavin Newsom and Pritzker and Ossoff and Kamala and all the rest of them either throw their hats in the ring or don't, although I think the vast majority of them are going to throw their hat in the ring, just watching Rubio and Vance tap dancing around Orange Daddy and looking for his blessing to run for president, and watching QAnon being like, no, Orange Daddy isn't a lame duck. No, what do you mean? The God Emperor is still incredible. It's like, it's going to be chef's kiss. I want to like go into like a time capsule and come out of here like in April of 2027. When we already got like four Democrats in the race and you just got, and Massey or MTG as Republicans running as anti-Trump Republicans and Whittle Marco and JD are just begging Orange Daddy to let them run for president. And then
that is one thing that'll be funny though, would be watching MTG and Nancy Mace going at each other in the primary.
Oh God. The little side note, little fun thing for Nancy Mace, did all she could to try to earn Trump's friendship, but then she got too attached to the Epstein files. Trump told her to fuck off, and she did not receive the mandate of heaven in a Republican primary, aka Trump's blessing, and so she finished fifth.
Yeah, she pulled a Riley Gaines in the governor's race.
Yep, she pulled a Riley Gaines in the governor's race, finished fifth, she's gone. She's been posting a lot online about beans, which I think is some sort of inside reference from the Mesosphere, which I don't care enough to know about. So, yeah, fare thee well, Nancy, because she left Congress to run for governor. Like she didn't have to do that. She could have kept her seat, but she's like, nah, I'm going all in for the governorship.
I think she saw the handwriting on the wall and said, I'm getting out of Congress before they kick me out.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's very funny that the Republicans didn't find anyone to go after Boebert. I mean, I think she's going to be safe on her side of the thing.
Yeah, I don't think anyone sees her as enough of a threat to worry about her.
But
she's all the performative politics of MTG and Mace, but she doesn't actually do anything other than that.
I know, but I mean, I just thought, like, literally Trump hates everybody, and he did have a Truth Social post. He's like, get me an anti-Boebert person in that primary and I'll endorse him. And somehow some random Republican empty suit in Colorado didn't spring up to, get rid of Boebert, which, like, seemed like it would be a really easy thing to do because you're going to get Trump's endorsement.
Well, hear me out. How about President Loomer?
Thank you. I mean this. It is the funniest thing in the world that literally, like, for the past day, I've had the main topic for the podcast in my head, and as we got here, I was writing down all the shit we were going to talk about, and I knew I was forgetting something. And Steph bringing up Loomer unlocked my brain because Again, apologies to everybody who was probably waiting for us to talk about this, and we got to it 30 minutes in by total accident. But on her way out the door, disgraced DNI Tulsi Gabbard decided to start talking some shit about Ukrainian biolabs for no fucking reason. Tulsi Gabbard was like, hey, everybody, remember Ukrainian biolabs? They're back. They're back all the way, baby. And favorite QAnon grifter of the show, Jacob Creech, a.k.a. Clandestine, has been out of his fucking mind since this happened. He reposted, he repinned his tweet about the Ukrainian biolabs. He created some AI of Obama looking at a tweet by Jacob Creech. And he's like, it was me. I was the one who brought Obama low. I exposed it all. And it's like, buddy, every time someone gets into an argument with you, they post that other people posted that biolabs meme before you did. And you like just stole it from them. You didn't break any news. You had a pre-made meme that you posted yourself and it went viral under your name. And yes, you got kicked off Twitter and all that good stuff. But you did because it's all a fucking lie. It's all bullshit. And so if you don't like, so his thing is this absolute nonsense where you take the quote unquote Ukrainian biolab story and just go out to the 1,000,000th degree with it, where Anthony Fauci was cooking COVID in a Ukrainian biolab and then somehow moved it to China so that then it would infect the world and that would allow mail-in voting to rob Trump of the presidency. And this Ukrainian biolab shit started and the Russians then jumped on it and were like, yeah, that's totally true. That's why we invaded Ukraine. And it's really like silly bullshit because the reality of what happened was the Soviet Union collapsed and Ukraine was part of the Soviet Union and the Soviet Union had biolabs in Ukraine from when it was the Soviet Union. And Ukraine was like, hey, there's some fucking really weird shit with biological weapons and other crap that are in our country now. And we didn't build them. We don't really want them, but like, hey, it is what it is. So America was like, hey, since the Soviets have kind of dropped the ball by exploding and no longer existing as a nation, we will come in and help you with the biolabs because doing biological research is cool and good and not using them for weapons is also good. So, yeah,
that's one thing I want to point out. It's that, biolab doesn't necessarily mean that they're cooking up they're cooking up the world destroying super virus or anything. A biolab just means that biological research, like if you're at a university and they're studying, you know, screw worms, to pick a completely random example that has nothing to do with current events, that's
all.
A biolab.
Nothing at all. Enjoy your $20 beef. Yeah, but yeah, exactly. Yeah, so the reason why this is so funny is because QAnon and all the rest of them who totally believe in the Ukrainian biolabs bullshit are screaming and yelling, and they're like, vindicated, nothing can stop what is coming, and blah, blah, blah. And of all people to fall out of the sky and call bullshit on this is Laura fucking Loomer. Laura Loomer came out with a just giant wall of text that was basically declared all of this to be recycled Russian propaganda, which is true, because that's what it is. I mean, this is hilarious.
I heard, Laura, go ahead. I was going to say I listened to this podcast called This Fucking Guy, and it's like a Behind the Bastards, but it's much shorter. And it's like really concise, and they just like tell you a little biography about like assholes. And I listened to the one on Tulsi Gabbard, and the hosts were like, you know, everything Gabbard says, it can be traced back to like Russian propaganda. And they're like, we're not saying she's being paid by Russia, but, you know, like, and there's that fucking cult, and they were talking about how that cult that she's part of has funded like a lot of like different politicians and stuff, and she gets a shit ton of money from them, and it's all she, nothing that comes out of her mouth, she's a puppet. That's, you know, she's a puppet.
Yeah. I'm just going to skim the top of this, Laura Loomer tweet because, thanks to Elmo, tweets are now, books you have to read through.
So. But before you do that, I just wanted to point out one thing because there might be some people out there who thinks that, Tulsi Gabbard just stepped into a briar patch without realizing it. She, in her hype video that she made about that, about those biolabs, she specifically mentioned Ukraine, and that's the only country she specifically mentioned as having, because she said over 30 countries, including Ukraine. So she knew full well that she was reigniting this whole Ukrainian biolabs conspiracy theory.
Right. This was not some doe-eyed knave who happened to make a oops-a-doodles. No, she was basically doing her bro Vlad Putin a solid on the way out the door by starting this shit all over again. So anyways, Loomer's exclusive siren emoji at Tulsi Gabbard recycled published Russian intelligence and claimed it was an official American intelligence document in her latest act of deception days before she is set to quote unquote resign as the NI. And I like that Laura Loomer uses the siren emojis as quotes because she has a siren emoji at the start of that paragraph and then a siren emoji at the end of the paragraph to close quotes. And, she then says, in her Ukrainian biolab document declassification release this week, I've discovered that the DNI Tulsi Gabbard used graphics from official Russian intelligence documents and slapped an ODNI logo on top of these same documents to present them as an official intel report created by the U.S. government. Upon further analysis of Tulsi Gabbard's most recent declassification related to Ukraine, I have discovered evidence used directly peddling Russian government propaganda. Here is the evidence. And then she goes through all the evidence in further paragraphs. The fact that Laura Loomer is fact-checking you, what the fuck are we doing? This is madness.
Yeah, I want to say damn you to Tulsi Gabbard for making me believe something Laura Loomer has to say.
Right! Oh my god! What? Laura Loomer? My bastion of truth in this world? What are we doing here, folks? I mean, this is such right-wing grifter on right-wing grifter violence. It is incredible. What's really strange to me is that, like, people are bringing this up that, like, Captive Dreamer, the crazy Nazi piece of shit that his family, that his dad, when he got doxxed, his family, his dad immediately came out and said, fuck my son. That guy's a huge piece of shit. And other people in that, like, kind of like Nazi sphere and Loomer and the rest of these people are suddenly getting weirdly anti-Russia. It's like someone stopped getting the Putin bucks and they were like, well, fuck you then, Vlad, and started like going at him. And it's really strange. I mean, is Russia's economy really doing that badly that they can't afford Tim Pool anymore? What is happening here? It's so bizarre that these people who used to be just totally in lockstep with Putin and how great Russia is are now suddenly like, hey, Tulsi Gabbard, I see what you're doing there, you Putin stooge. It's like, what? When did Putin stooge become a slur on the right? When was that a thing that people on the right got mad about? This is insane. And my co-hosts have been paralyzed.
I just I started talking and then realized I was muted. So
professionalism. We're the best. We're the fucking best.
And just so you guys know, I did make the most witty comment of all time. And so like the Tenacious D song, this is just a tribute to it.
Yep. Yeah, it's so this thing is just so, it just goes to show you how deep the rot permeates our government, that we have this kind of discourse, this kind of stupidity going on. And you've got QAnon promoters being like, hey, this is the DNI. This is the person running our intelligence apparatus in America. They're saying it, so it has to be true. Like, you all thought we were crazy. And it's like, well, you are. And it just sucks to suck that, yeah, the DNI is a nut. She is crazy. She's not someone that can be trusted. We can't believe what she's saying. This is bad.
I remember when she announced that she was out of the Democratic Party, and half the people were like, she was a member of the Democratic Party at some point. Like, she was completely disowned by the Democrats before she left, which was probably part of the reason why she left. And and the Republicans were like, yes, come to our big tent.
Yeah. I mean, this was a thing during the 2016 campaign and stuff. Where, I mean, it may have been 2020, but I remember, like, Hillary said, you know, pretty sure, like, we got some people in here who I think are pretty much being paid off by Vladimir Putin. And all the, like, Sanders supporters were like, how dare you? You're saying that about Tulsi Gabbard and we know it. And then smash cut to this. And it's like, yeah, guess what? Hillary was right.
Yeah.
like Hillary, you got to call it like you see it. And when someone's very obviously, like, spouting Putin talking points, they're probably on the Putin payroll. Because the alternative is that you just really love Russia and you're doing it for free. And that's worse. That's worse. If you're not making a buck off being a Russian stooge, you've made some serious mistakes in your life at that point.
I know. I keep picturing like, you know, Laura Loomer, Tulsi Gabbard, Tim Pool, all these guys wearing Ushanka hats, you know, holding up a bottle of vodka and shouting, no, you're the Russian plant.